Hey, what's going on, everybody? Brad Gilmore here. Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Hope everyone's doing great, having a great day. So I'm here to talk real quick about a couple things that have been going on in the world of WWE and MMA, the UFC. I'm getting prepped for heated conversations. Myself and Booker T are going to go live here in about 45 minutes on Sports Radio 610. But I wanted to talk about something that our guest brought up on the show. Our guest is Ariel Helwani. We taped an interview with him earlier in the week, and he was talking about this trade that he first reported on between the UFC and ONE Championship. ONE Championship, also ONE FC. Over there, where are they in Japan? I think they're in Japan. But he's talking about this trade, and I thought this was really crazy. So we're used to trades, especially if you're a basketball fan, you're used to trades in basketball. They go back and forth all the time, players do. And sometimes it makes the sport more exciting. We love, free agency is like my favorite time of year. Every single year, free agency is what gets me out of bed in July. I want to check my tweets. I want to see what Woj bomb has been dropped so we can see, where Carmelo Anthony was going. Like he went to the Houston Rockets. Or where's KD going to end up? Where's LeBron going to be? And I like that MMA is now getting to that. They're getting to that level. They're getting to that position in sport. Because here's the thing. WWE is what UFC based its model on, right? I mean, from the way everything, just the way they promote fights, the way they build their television, the way they book events, the way they promote. I mean, Dana White, self-admittedly, has taken so much out of the WWE playbook from Vince McMahon, the Vince McMahon playbook. So when you have an operation that follows or mirrors that of WWE, you're going to have kind of exclusivity over the top talent. If you're the top company, you're going to have the top talent in the world. And how that differs in WWE and UFC as opposed to something like the NBA is the NBA is like the big overarching company. It is the number one company. But to me, like all the teams are subsects of that organization. They're all their own individual companies. So think of it like, think about it like one corporation like Comcast. And then Comcast has all these other little companies a better example, Disney. Disney, right? You think of Disney as the big figurehead company, but then they got Lucasfilm, they've got Marvel Studios, they got the Magic Kingdom, they got, all their theme parks, they got their television shows, they got ABC Family, they got ABC Channel 13, they got all that stuff. And they're all underneath there. And to me, that's kind of what the NBA is. They have all their separate companies. But it's not like that, to get back on point, in WWE and the UFC. In WWE, you have WWE and then all the talent that's on the roster. They don't really go work over at New Japan. They don't work anywhere else but WWE for the most part. UFC is the same way. Your top stars in UFC, they're not going to go to other promotions to be able to fight. They're going to go to wherever Dana White tells them to go. And that's what I've always thought has been kind of, I don't know if it's hurt the sport as much, but the fact that kind of getting to this trade, you have somebody out there like Ben Askren, who's 18-0, should be 19-0, and who for his last dozen or more fights, or maybe all of his fights, I don't know. I haven't got to see every Ben Askren fight, but for the majority of his fights in his career, he hasn't even been hit. He's barely been touched. His last challenger was such a breeze for him. I think he was like riding him like a cowboy on his back. This guy's a monster. Fedor is another one. But to go back to Ben Askren, this guy has never had the opportunity to fight in the UFC. And unlike boxing, which is probably the best comparative, which I haven't thought about, where you can have big fighter versus big fighter, and they have their own promotions, but they come together to do a co-promote, do a big fight. Similar to that of Mayweather-Pacquiao. They even had television conglomerates behind them, HBO, Showtime. You haven't ever been able to have that in MMA. So now you flip the script and you have championship or ONE Championship, also known as ONE FC, trading Ben Askren, who's under contract, has a few fights left on his deal with ONE FC. The UFC, I'd be so interested to know how these conversations started, how it got to this point, because the UFC is the UFC. I don't know how to work these boards at the radio station. So the UFC, I don't know how this came about, because they traded Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, who we've talked about in a heated conversation before, and we've had him on the show, but he and Dana White don't seem really eye to eye. They created this flyweight division for him. He was the most dominant flyweight in history. And then Henry Cejudo ends up beating him in their second fight, and he's the new flyweight champion of the world. Now he's talking about going up to fight TJ Dillashaw at bantamweight. So you have Demetrius Johnson, who has now lost the fight. He's lost a championship. He doesn't want to go up and fight TJ Dillashaw. He doesn't want to go up and wait at all. He wants to stay a flyweight. Dana White has talked about just canceling the entire flyweight division. And Henry Cejudo is talking about going up to fight TJ Dillashaw and give Dana White exactly what he wants. So in my mind, the UFC is going to just scrap this entire division. And they said, you know what? Ben Askren has really been on every fight fan's radar for a long time. He and Dana White obviously don't like each other. I think even as it stands right now, Ben Askren's blocked on Twitter by Dana White. But Dana White, I think, once again, takes a play of the Vince McMahon playbook. Because what's the one thing we know about Vince? You can talk whatever you want about him. You can say whatever you want about him. You can double-cross him, backstab him, whatever, like Hulk Hogan, like so many from the past. Jesse Ventura. Bruno Sammartino, God rest his soul, like so many people did in the past. And he'll always bring you back. He'll always welcome you back with open arms or bring you in if there's money to be made, if it's good business. And I think Dana White says, you know what? How can I make something out of a bad situation? I have a flyweight division I don't really like. I have a champion now who's willing to go up and wait to fight another champion. The guy who was sitting on the title forever in Mighty Mouse, you know, he lost. I kind of don't like him anyway, and I don't know if any of this is true. This is just kind of what it seems like to me. I don't like him anyway. So let's get him the hell out of here, and let's bring in this Ben Askren, who I don't like either, but he can be a new star for us in the UFC, especially an undefeated legend, won a championship in every organization he's ever competed in. He's got some buzz about him, and he's a good crap talker. He can talk smack with the best of them. He's vocal on Twitter. I mean, he's everything that you want in a fighter. So let me make a negative into a positive, and let me bring this guy over, and let me unload a big star who could help make another promotion over there in ONE Championship Fighting. And I think that it's a great deal. It's a great deal for everybody, and it's unprecedented. And now now everything's on the table. Everything's on the table in the MMA world. If you thought there's been a couple things that have gotten it to this point, right? Conor McGregor being the transcendent star that he is helped get it to this point. Brock Lesnar being what he was for the UFC to return to WWE and now back to UFC, that has helped get us to another point in MMA. CM Punk, whether you hate the experiment or not, got us to another point in MMA. And now this trade has opened the sport up even more than it's already been from those other three names, because also Conor being able to fight Floyd once again opened the sport up. So all of these things occurring right now, I think within the next few years, I mean, the UFC has changed drastically since the sale to WME. And I think going forward, over the next few years, there's no telling what's going to happen with MMA. And if the promotions are going to turn into like boxing promotions, if UFC is just going to be like Mayweather Promotions or Golden Boy. I know Dana White has talked about getting into the boxing game. And he says he will get into the boxing game. And I think that that's just going to be the next evolution of the UFC. When the UFC says we're the ultimate fighting championship. I think they're going to try to take over all of combat sport. And they might go through and try to acquire or co-promote with someone like a K1 kickboxing. Maybe co-promote again with Mayweather Promotions. Maybe do something with Manny Pacquiao. Maybe they do a co-promote with Bellator, who's the best of the best. Heavyweight champion versus heavyweight champion. Maybe they go over and they do something with ONE Championship. Just everything's on the table now. Everything's on the table. And whatever money ONE Championship has behind them, I don't really know too much about them. Whatever money they have, it must be significant because stars are now being attracted over there. And they have two now UFC stars in Mighty Mouse and Eddie Alvarez that they can maybe build something around. And maybe they're going to have an American presence. Maybe they're going to have TV here. I don't know. But I like where the sport of MMA is going. So now let's talk a little bit about evolution.
Evolution is a mystery.
Sorry, I have to do my Lemmy impersonation every time I say evolution. I'm pulling up the card for evolution now. I know Alexa Bliss is out of the tag match. She's out of the tag match due to an injury on a house show. I don't know. I saw something on Twitter that maybe she was wrestling Ronda or something like that. I don't know. But she's hurt. And she's been hurt a lot. So let's see the card here. I'm trying to see. All right. You have Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya going against the Riot Squad, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Ruby Riot. All right. I mean, it should be fun. Six-man tags are never my favorite match. I prefer like a straight-up tag match like Sasha and Bayley versus Liv Morgan and Ruby Riot or something like that. But you gotta throw Natalya in there. And if you're going to do a three-woman team, you got to go against the Riot Squad. It seems like what you just have to do. The historic Women's Battle Royal. Now, I know, like, this is the one that, like, Medusa's in, Michelle McCool is in, Tori Wilson's in, Ember Moon, Asuka's in. They're all in it. I like that they get a women's championship match, so it's kind of like a Royal Rumble-level prize in a way. You're not going to WrestleMania, but you're getting an opportunity. So it's going to be an opportunity to elevate somebody. I think whoever wins is on SmackDown. Because that Raw Women's Championship is going to be locked up for quite some time. So I think that whoever wins is going to be from SmackDown. So I would say maybe Asuka. Asuka's got a shot. Carmella's got a shot. I'd even like to do something like put it on Mandy Rose, let Mandy Rose get a win, and maybe she can feud with Becky, because I think she's a big star in the making. But I think it's going to be someone from SmackDown, and I'll get into why here in a minute when I get to the main events. Trish Stratus and Lita now will face Mickie James and Alicia Fox. Alexa Bliss will be at ringside. I love Trish and Lita are back. Trish Stratus looks great. Lita looks great. You know, Lita is a friend of the show. Friend of the show, Lita. So we're going to be cheering her on. And I think that they win. I don't see why you bring in the Hall of Fame tag team to lose. But I like that they're on the card because they deserve to be. Now, forgive me. I'm going to get one of these names wrong because I am not up to date on the Mae Young Classic, but it looks like Toni Storm versus, is it Io Shirai? Io Shirai? I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm going to get butchered on Twitter for not knowing the name of this woman. Shirai. Io Shirai? Io Shirai? I should stop saying it because I'm digging myself a bigger hole. I don't know anything about the Mae Young Classic this year, so we'll see what happens. If I had a guess, I'd say Toni Storm. It's the finals, so whoever wins is the winner of the tournament. So that should be interesting. Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler. I see Kairi Sane. Man, I'm butchering names right now. Kairi Sane is going to, I think, retain against Shayna Baszler. Shayna already had her run with the championship. I think they're going to try to get her on the main roster soon. I don't know, though, actually. Now that I'm looking at it, I can see Shayna winning. And Kairi Sane. Yeah, I can see Kairi Sane going to the main roster, actually. So this one actually might be more of a toss-up than I think. But I think Sane's only had the championship for a short amount of time, a short run. So I think she'll retain. Now, these are the two matches I want to talk about. You have the last women's standing match. Becky Lynch, the champion, defends against Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. First ever last woman standing match. I think this is going to be a great match. It's probably going to be the match of the night just because the way these two women work. I thought my computer went off there for a second. But we're good. We're good. Okay, we're still rolling. This is the first time I ever used this studio, so forgive me. I'm confused by all the knobs and the shiny lights. I think these two women, their work rate speaks for itself, so that's why I think they're going to probably have the match of the night. The winner is most obviously going to be Becky Lynch. She just got the championship. She's on a hell of a run. The fans are behind her, even though she's playing like this dual heel, cocky, arrogant Becky Lynch. I think that this is the linchpin, though. So this is what's going to happen. Becky Lynch, you know what? I'm going to get this on video, too, while I'm at it. This is exactly what's going to happen, though. I can see it now. Becky Lynch will end up winning this last woman standing match at Evolution. She's going to win. I think it's preordained that Becky Lynch will win this match. And I'll tell you why. Because this is going to be the linchpin that sets the path in motion. This is when the train's going to take off from the station. We're finally going to see the story and the groundwork being laid for Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. Because this is what happens. We're close. We're right around the corner. This is like the last week of October. We're going into November. Next thing you know, it's the end of the year. And then the first pay-per-view of January, unless they add something or unless I'm unaware of the schedule, is going to be the Royal Rumble. This is what's going to happen. Ronda Rousey will defeat Nikki Bella, as much as it breaks my heart, at Evolution. And Charlotte will go on to win the Women's Royal Rumble, and we're going to see her challenge for the Raw Women's Championship, which is still going to be held by Ronda Rousey. And that is how they're going to set up the very first encounter of the two that it's been teased for a long time, going back to NXT Mae Young Classic stuff. We're going to see Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania in what very well could be the first ever WrestleMania main event featuring two women going at it one-on-one for the championship. That's my prediction. That's my prediction for Evolution coming up this Sunday. I really think, though, that Nikki Bella and Brie, they deserve more. Nikki deserves to be a champion, damn it. I love Nikki Bella on a level I cannot even explain. My girlfriend knows it. The world knows it. I love Nikki Bella, and I am not ashamed of it, and I think that she's a great addition to the women's roster. I think this is great that she's in the main event. I think she's earned this spot, especially with all the auxiliary things that she does outside of WWE to bring in a bigger fan base. But I'm excited. I'm excited for Evolution. Seven matches. It should be a nice little watch. And I will do a review of it. I'll probably live tweet during the whole show. And we'll see what the fallout is. But that's my prediction. I really think that Charlotte loses. Ronda wins. Charlotte goes on to win the Women's Royal Rumble. And you're going to have that stare down at the end of the night with Ronda Rousey and Charlotte staring at each other. And they're going to start to build to the first ever main event at WrestleMania featuring two women going at it one-on-one for the championship. These are my thoughts. These are my thoughts. Hey, check me out, BradJGilmore.com. You can also check me out on Twitter, at Brad Gilmore. All social media, at Brad Gilmore. I got to go. I got to go do the show with Booker T. Heated Conversations. Check that podcast out as soon as we're done here, because we're talking about this Ben Askren stuff, and we're talking about all kinds of things with Ariel Helwani, the Walter Cronkite of MMA journalism. That's coming up. So check out the podcast there, Heated Conversations. Check me out, BradJGilmore.com. Rate, review, subscribe, do all that. And I'll see you tomorrow.